And talking of out there, Let's Talk Nature writer Barry Madden was out there bright and early a while back to take part in the Wader Conservation World Watch. Here is Sam with Barry's evocative account of his day.
A few weeks ago, I took part in Wader Conservation World Watch, WCWW, an event organised by a UK-based charity, Wader Quest. Now, the event has been held annually since 2014 to celebrate the formation of the charity, whose original aim was to raise money to support the critically endangered spoon-billed sandpiper captive breeding programme at WWT Slimbridge. The event is international, involving no more than the simple act of going out to look for wading birds, which fortunately still abound in East Anglia. The basic idea is to raise awareness of waders and the problems they are facing, and, just as importantly, to celebrate the people who were involved, either professionally or voluntarily, in their conservation. It really is quite good fun and serves to promote the beauty and diversity of these enigmatic birds and the amazing feats of migration they undertake. Accordingly, early morning on October the 31st saw my friend and I peering into a waterlogged field adjacent to the public footpath at Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Clye Marshes. And there, not 20 metres from where we stood, was a wader. A special wader. And one that really shouldn't have been there at all. Now, the bird in question was a lesser yellowlegs, an inhabitant of North America that should have been wintering in the southern USA or South America, but had somehow found its way to Norfolk. It is a very elegant, long-legged creature, and this one seemed very tolerant of humans. Perhaps it has spent most of its life in remote areas where it hadn't encountered people and had therefore not learned to fear us. Whatever, it was a delight on the eye in the early morning sunlight, with its startling bright yellow legs, mottled dark brown plumage and long bill, which it used to probe amongst the grasses, looking for small worms and snails. An excellent start to the proceedings, and having taken our fill of photographs and video, we thought we'd better move on before the forecast storm Aidan hit hard. Now, our next stop, the RSPB Reserve at Titchwell, is always a great spot for waders that enjoy the range of food, rich freshwater and saltwater habitats, as well as the breathtaking expanse of open beach. I love this area, especially when the waders can be seen in the full glory of a winter sun. Happily, we were able to take advantage of an hour of such rare conditions before the gathering storm engulfed us. And during this time at low tide, we could revel in watching and listening to piping oyster catchers, fluting redshanks, scurrying knot, dunlin and turnstones, whilst bar-tailed godwits and forlorn-looking grey plovers probed amongst the sand and mussel beds. The evocative cries of curlew echoing across the beach served to emphasise the feeling of wilderness and space that this coastline of ours provides. It's wonderful. It is a sobering thought to realise that most of these birds originate from foreign lands. Very few will have bred in the UK, with most having spent their summer in regions of Arctic tundra. And they move around our East Anglian shoreline and estuaries, seeking sustenance, avoiding predators, essentially trying to survive. They inhabit a world so different from our own, where long-distant flights over hostile seas is a necessity, and competition for prime feeding spots can be fierce. The birds we were watching busily looking for morsels on exposed muscle-encrusted fossilised tree stumps, would have come from Scandinavia, or Siberia, and Greenland, and other northern territories. Some could even be en route to West Africa, and some may move further south into Europe. It's all so fascinating and dynamic. Pretty soon thereafter the rain fell from leaden skies, and the wind howled across the exposed beach, whipping streams of stinging sand in its wake. With a commendable tally of 13 species logged, it was time to retreat for a hot drink and a bit of shelter before travelling home to our centrally heated homes. No such luxury for the birds, of course. They would have to weather the storm with no protection other than their feathers. You will all encounter waders, whether it's a trip to the beach, a stroll across our marshes, or maybe just sitting in the garden under a starry August sky when common sandpipers will be navigating their way south and calling to one another as they fly unseen in the dark. When you find them, pause to think about the amazing journeys they undertake, the wonderful sounds they make, and the visual splendour as shimmering flocks wheel around the skies. Give them space, respect their need for a peaceful time to feed, but above all, treasure them as wonderful creatures that share our world. Since its formation, WaderQuest has expanded its operations and now represents a real force for wader conservation on a global scale. Have a look at their website, www.waderquest.net, where you will find the results of the 2020 WCWW, and support them if you can.
Thank you, Sam. That certainly all sounds as if it was worth getting up early for.